150 years ago this month, a man named Thaddeus Lowe demonstrated to President Abraham Lincoln that gas-filled balloons could be used for surveillance in the Civil War. Yesterday, a crowd gathered on the National Mall to watch a reenactment of an event so historic that balloons are still being used today by U.S. troops to spy on their adversaries. NPR's Allison Keyes was there.
As children gaped at the silvery, flaccid balloon lying on the grass, along with its netting in a basket draped with red, white, and blue bunting, a brisk man in a spiffy black outfit stepped up to introduce himself.
Professor Thaddeus Lowe, and I was the commander of the Balloon Corps of the Army of the Potomac in 1861.
That year, Lowe flew 500 feet above the National Mall in a tethered, gas-filled balloon. And as Smithsonian senior curator Tom Crouch explains, Lowe saw a lot.
What he told Lincoln was that he could see for 25 miles in any direction, and he could see the camps, military camps, that had been laid out around Washington.
The balloon used in yesterday's reenactment was 1,900 cubic feet, similar in size to the original balloon used by Lowe, but it wasn't allowed to take off due to Homeland Security concerns.
Now, pull the rope toward you.
In the 19th century flight, Lowe flew with three people in a balloon named the Enterprise. Afterward, Lowe was invited to the White House and eventually ended up leading a Union Army Corps of seven balloons. President Lincoln and Professor Lowe, who apparently had some sort of special time travel dispensation for the festivities, reminisced as Union troops and civilian volunteers set about partially inflating the balloon.
When you did that first balloon demonstration for me, using the telegraph from the balloon down, could be called perhaps first telemetry.
It was the first air-to-ground telegraph. Yes, sir.
I think it's neat.
Debbie Carter and her husband were standing in the crowd grinning and very mindful of the fact that the balloon surveillance had been used in many wars since then.
First World War and the Second World War and all of the things that wouldn't have happened with airplanes and balloons if this hadn't have happened.
Make sure it goes underneath. There you
go. Smithsonian curator Crouch says the museum wanted people to see this as a pivotal moment.
150 years later, being able to do aerial reconnaissance is still one of the most important things the military does with flying machines.
Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.